podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi there and welcome to the post-match reaction from Ibrox, presented by This Is Ibrox. I'm Kyle McLean and I'm with Craig Dennett. Rangers have lost 2-1 to Motherwell at home, and what I think has got to be said is the worst display under Fleet Clement so far. Craig, before we get into it, let's get your overall thoughts on that game, please.
Yeah, I think there are so many negatives or discussion points from today that we will go through, but overall it's just disappointment. We came through what we thought were the two most difficult games that we were going to face for a wee while over the past week in terms of Hearts at home, winning 5-0 and winning with the performance we had as well. It was so impressive, and it just got everyone so excited about what the rest of the season could hold for Rangers. Then a hard fought win away to Kilmarnock during the week, difficult pitch, going 1-0 down, coming back, this sort of mentality around that, and then we came in today and we just looked flat. We saw how quickly we started against Hearts last week. There was none of that today. Motherwell were the better team for the first 10-15 minutes or so. We struggled to get our foot in the ball. Our passing was miles away from where it should be or where it normally is. And just in terms of the quality of the chances created, especially in that first half, wasn't great at all. So going by the performance, I'm not necessarily sure we deserved to win.
Agreed.
I'd say we probably deserved something out of it. I think we had 31 shots on goal and 11 shots on target. Luke once just highlighted in his post-match press conference about the number of shots that were cleared off the line today or were blocked on the line,
but it doesn't
saved
matter.
By the keeper. He basically said he's very rarely had a day like today where his team has been so unlucky in front of goal. Now, as Rangers fans, we've seen that quite a lot.
Yeah.
So he was just highlighting it's quite a rare thing to have a day like that in front of goal and to keep that perspective. I'm not sure how many Rangers fans will keep that perspective straight after the game, but this team have done so well since Fluke Clement's come in. It feels like this is the first stumbling block.
Agreed.
A little bit. And Fluke Clement said they expected that to happen so much earlier than it has. He's 5 months in, and he said this is the first time we've really hit a wall, as he said. So the manager was doing his best to put it into perspective.
Yeah, and fair enough, he is the manager of the football club. You would expect him to be like that. But listen, you've touched on a lot of good points there. I want to talk about the slow start to that game. What a contrast compared to Ibrox last week when we played Hearts, where we came out absolutely flying out the traps, stunned Hearts. I would say the Kilmarnock game was a slow start as well, and this to concede a goal. We'll get on to the defensive side of things later on, but what did you make of just how slow we started?
Yeah, it was a strange one because we have tended to start games quickly recently. Fleet Clement said the team had spoken about it during the week. They'd spoken about it before the game. The warm-up was really good. So there's no clear explanation as to why that slow start was happening. But it's really the last thing you want when you're playing a team at Ibrox that you know are going to be well structured. I thought Motherwell were really well organised throughout the game, and they made it really difficult for us to break them down. Theo Bear up top, who we'll come on to. I think Goldson and Suter made them look like prime Erling Haaland at times. But it was just a really disappointing start, and especially conceding the goal that we did, and we'll come on to that in a second. But it compounded all the sloppiness, I think, in those early stages.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think we were talking about it, even just when in the opening couple of minutes, I turned around to you and I said, I just don't like the balance of this team. I just don't like the way it's set up. I just didn't like the fluidity and the movement in it, especially in the midfield. What did you make of that, especially our midfield today?
Yeah, there were a few areas of concern for me, really. I think within 30 seconds we said, oh, that left hand side looks a bit lightweight. It was Ross McCausland and Ridvan Yilmaz out there, and Motherwell were instantly targeting that, and that was a concern. Mikko Raskin has done very little, if anything, for me in a Rangers jersey for quite a long time now. And it's a concern because he started off like a man on fire when him and Cantwell came in January last year. That first 4 or 5 months he was looking really positive. He was looking like just the kind of player we needed, and he's a shadow of that at this moment in time, and I don't know why that is. He's obviously been injured several times, but we had no control over that game until after Motherwell scored, even in, probably until 20 minutes or so in, we had no control over that game. It felt at times that, especially on the counter attack, the midfield was nowhere to be seen at times as well, and it was just, it was a real concern. I thought Diomande had an alright game. He showed some nice touches. He was maybe caught out in the wrong side sometimes, and wasn't able to be as physical as you probably needed him to be. But I thought he was okay. I thought Lundstrom was okay, to be honest. But Raskin was the real problem for me, and especially from that starting team.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head for me there. We just had no control over that game. I don't think it, until maybe the last 10 minutes, and I'm including the extra time in that, by the way. But I just felt Motherwell just totally bypassing the midfield at times, and which is a bit of a concern.
I think we were getting caught out by long balls. That was obviously something that Motherwell had spoken about and Motherwell had targeted. Really, our full-backs push up pretty high. Tavernier on the right and Yilmaz on the left, and Motherwell's first thought was, right, let's put the ball in the channel and let Theo Bear chase it, and he chased it. Goldson and Suter didn't really know how to handle him, it didn't seem. They kept passing on responsibility to each other, not really putting the pressure on him. He seemed to be able to hold the ball up fairly easily until his teammates got into play, but even at times he was holding his ball up, and then all of a sudden you're looking at, there's four Rangers defenders and there's five Motherwell players running in, and there's no sight of our midfield and no sight of any tracking back. So that was a bit of a concern as well, but it was just, we needed much more control over that game than we actually had.
Seeing as you've moved on to the defensive side of things, I mean, I think that's Suter and Goldson's worst performance as a defensive partnership in the whole time. And I've been pretty complimentary of them, especially since Comont has come in, but Baird did just absolutely bully them off the ball. Is that a concern? And I don't even think the fullbacks had a particularly good game defensively as well.
Goldson isn't a concern for me. I've seen a lot of angry people on Twitter already having a go at Conor Goldson. Conor Goldson has been a colossus for us for so long. It's very rare that he has a bad game. It's very rare that he makes too many mistakes. Yeah. I felt today he was just, I don't know, he was just completely off it. Just completely off it.
Too many of them were.
Players can have that kind of game. The real concern, I think, is John Suter yet again caught out under a long ball for that first goal. Fluke once said that he felt that John Suter, he didn't name him, to be fair, he said that he felt that the central defenders were too eager to try and win the ball in that first instance ahead of the game, but he said the centre backs have been really good for him. I actually wondered today if today was the kind of game Leon Balogun should have been brought in for, especially looking ahead to Thursday against Benfica as well. But John Suter had a really poor game, but it's not the first time he's been caught out by that same ball and that same mistake, and it is a concern for me. I don't have full confidence in John Suter yet to be the starting central defensive partner for Conor Goldson, but Conor Goldson, I would happily write that game off as a one-off kind of thing.
You're definitely going to get a lot of comments about that.
That's fine. I can take the flack.
I think smoothly we move on to the attack as well, which I thought was not great. For me, that was the least varied attack that we've had. Yep. I just felt that you look at that Hearts game, all five of those goals, very different goals, scrappy goals, shots from outside the box, well-worked goals inside the box. Do we have a bit of a creativity problem at the minute? I know our very own Ian Mitchell put out a tweet earlier on highlighting the amount of injuries, saying that if we weren't injuries, our front four would be, I'm going to look at this, Sima, Danilo, Cantwell and Cortez, which I find hard to disagree with. Do we have a creativity problem up front at the moment?
Yes. I thought today we did. I thought partly because of how physical Motherwell's defenders are. We were chucking balls, I don't know how many crosses we chucked in, I felt about 400 crosses that we chucked into the box today, and when you get players like Beavis McGabby just standing there waiting to head it away, you've kind of got to find a way to start varying up your play, and we didn't feel like we had that today.
No.
Tom Warren's potentially provided that a little bit more, and he, I think he freed up Diomande a little bit to get in and around the edge of the box, where he was able to be a little bit more creative. But going back to Fluke Comont, I feel like I'm just echoing Fluke Comont's comments, but going back to what Fluke Comont said, Tom Warren's played that game on Wednesday. He's come back from a long-term injury. He can't play every 3 days.
Yeah.
He can't play full games every 3 days, and we've got to realise that. And that's really where, I guess, you're hoping that the likes of Cantwell can then step in and things. But with injuries, that's where the problem is. And there's obviously been a lot spoken about injuries on the other side of the city. The Rangers' injury list this season has been insane. I think this is Fluke wants 29th game since he came in, and we've had 8 players that would be starters for us. We've had 8 players that have been out for 20 games or more. So it just highlights
crazy stat,
highlights just how much we are tackling that, and this team, everyone's been behind this team, and I think everyone's been aware just how good it's been from Fluke come on to get this team performing at the level they have been. We were all expecting a little bit of a bump. We were maybe expecting the bump to be Hearts last week or Kilmarnock midweek.
Yep.
Once we got past those, we're like, oh, this is different. But it's probably going to be, this is what a title race is, right? It's going to be plenty of twists and turns.
Yeah.
We can't, we were 8 points behind at one stage.
Yeah.
We are still, as we stand here, currently 2 points ahead, albeit Celtic now have a game in hand against Hearts on Sunday, but we're well in this title race. Let's hope it's a single game blip and not anything more.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Look, I think the second last question I'll ask you, there was a pretty big decision in that game that I felt was incorrect, and that was the decision not to send, I think it was Casey that fouled Ross McCausland. We have seen it back, and Casey,
the man that scored the second goal for Motherwell, was that the one?
I think I said at the time we shouldn't be on the pitch, but I do not know how that was not even looked at by VAR. That's a couple of terrible decisions. That was certainly one handball against Kilmarnock, 4 minutes for a penalty. It's not good enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, we thought David Dickinson had a bad referee performance during the week. Today from Alan Muir was just an absolute clinic on how not to referee a game, and how to just second guess every decision you're making. There's plenty of challenges today that you're like, how is that not even a free kick?
Yep.
There was one early on with Cyril Dessers.
Set the tone.
A couple of minutes into the game, I think the defender pushed him in the back with both hands, and referee just waved play on. Several other examples of that as well today. The Ross McCausland one, I think there's a still going about on social media, and I think that looks worse than it actually is. I think when you watch the video, McCausland's actually kind of kicks his leg in between, he's trying to obviously kick the ball, but he kicks his leg in between Casey's. So I think a yellow card and a free kick was probably fair for it, but it looked really bad.
So you don't think the studs were high, connected with his above his knee?
I've only seen one angle back, but from the angle I saw, doesn't look like he connected.
No, fair play.
But he must have, because when he went off the pitch, and Fluke one basically said he couldn't walk, and highlighted that there's several players now we've had kicked off the pitch. But from the video footage, it's hard to see. Okay. So you can maybe, from what I've seen, you can maybe see why they don't think it was a red card, but it's so obvious to the eye when you're watching it that it's a yellow card and a free kick, and the referee just waved play on.
For me, it was the reaction of all the players that were round about it. All the Rangers players were going absolutely apoplectic, but it was one in a litany of poor decisions from the referee today, I felt. But I never like talking about it, and I'll move on from there to my last question, two questions.
You better not ask me for a man of the match today, by the way. There's no chance.
No chance. Did we get complacent in that game, the team, the mentality, in terms of, as you sort of highlighted it earlier on, beat Kilmarnock, not convincingly, but still went out and won. Was there a bit of complacency crept in? And I know probably not the Benfica game's not the game to do it, our game at the weekend. What must we do differently now?
Did we get complacent? I don't think so. I don't think the players were complacent. I think we saw, even when we went behind, how much the players were trying to G up the fans and stuff like that again, and just create that energy in the stadium. I think there was various issues today. We were lacking any creativity in that forward line, as we discussed. Midfield didn't take control. The real thing for me is the real lack of width that we have at all in the team. I mean, Scott Wright came on with 2 minutes left, but that's we've spoken enough about Scott Wright. But I think the real lack of width that we have, which we're back to today, it felt like we were back to relying on the fullbacks whipping in crosses. Tavernier's crosses weren't the best today. I thought Ridvan put in a few good ones. But it's not enough to just chuck in crosses. You need to find other ways to try and win games. And that's exactly what we've been doing since Luke Kwon came in. Today was just, it felt like the injuries got a step too far today from Cortez. If you've got Cortez in that game, I think it turns out completely differently. Yeah. And that's the kind of player that we want and that we're missing. Obviously, it was today we found out that it's going to be longer term. It's probably going to need surgery. So Rangers are speaking to Lawrence about that and the best way forward for that. But I think the width was a major thing, the lack of creativity up front, and just taking chances. It sounds so simple, but it's so important in games like this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And what must we do differently next game?
Score goals.
Simple as that. Listen, you've been way more positive than I thought you would be about that, but fair play. It's I suppose you need to be, especially if you're in a title race.
I felt
like
Philippe Coulant was quite positive, trying to take the positives in his post-match press conference, and I felt like that was rubbed off on me a little bit.
And it's not on me because I was in there, so there we go. But listen, we'll be back tomorrow night with yourself, Craig. Who else is joining you on that one?
Good question. I'll find out tomorrow.
Well, there we go. But listen, take care, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow at 8:30. Sports Social Podcast Network.